This is Joseph S. Covert. Today is Friday, May 13th, 1994. I'm interviewing for the first time Dr. Richard G. Wiegert. This interview is taking place in his office, in Dr. Wiegert's office, in the biology building on the campus of the University of Georgia. Dr. Wiegert, if you'd please tell us what your address is, or your school address.
All right, it's the Institute of Ecology, Bioscience Office, University of Georgia, Athens, Georgia, 3602-2602.
2602, okay. What's your office phone number?
The latter's that. Those latter four numbers are important because of the split in ecology. You know, we've got two different offices.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll make sure. Okay, and what's your office phone number?
542-1661.
And then your home?
My home is same area code, 546-7547.
Okay. Approximate age or date of birth?
9/9/32.
Mother's name?
Maiden name? Or first name? Helen.
Helen. And then I guess her maiden name?
Yeah, Bremforder. It's Bremforder.
Okay, your father's name?
Arthur Wiegert. Spelled just like mine.
Okay. All right. Give us your most recent places that you have lived and when.
The most recent places I've lived since 1966 in Athens, Georgia.
So. Okay, that sounds good enough to me. You're not a very moving person, all right?
Well, before that, actually, it might be pertinent because before that, my first job. My first job after graduation was with the university, but I was, for 4 years, I was the first faculty member at Savannah River Ecology Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina.
And so that was from when?
From 1962 to 66. Frank Gully was the director the first year, and I was his first and only faculty member. Two full-time technicians and one full-time secretary, and a graduate student was out there, one of Dr. Owen's students, and that was it. Now it's got
it's grown a lot.
$15 million budget.
All right. Briefly, just describe your education. We'll go into that more during the questions, but for now, just briefly.
Well, I went to high school in Onsted, Michigan. I did my undergraduate college work with a majors in both biology and mathematics at Adrian College, which was near my home in Michigan. And I spent 2 years in the Army, 54 to 56, I guess you'd call that part of my education. And then I went to Michigan State University, where I did a master's degree in ecology. Actually, it was in zoology, the zoology department.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to University of Michigan, again in the Department of Zoology, where I did a degree in ecology, a PhD degree in ecology.
Okay. What religion, if any?
None.
Okay. Business, political, and social memberships, past and present.
Business, political, and social.
Or I guess scientific, possibly, in your case.
Oh, gosh. scientific. anyway, business and political, I don't have any memberships. In a sense of belonging to or social clubs. But as far as scientific societies, the Ecological Society of America, the British Ecological Society,
the American Society of Naturalists.
Okay, that sounds good enough, I think.
Oh, okay, because there's a lot more.
All right, I think I think we'll take the highlights there. What was the British one? British
Ecological Society.
Okay.
BES.
All right. What is your present occupation?
I'm professor of ecology and marine science at the University of Georgia.
Former occupations?
Well, I have been summer visiting professor at Michigan State University to teach ecology. And I was for 1 year an instructor at the University of Michigan before I came here. And of course I went through the usual assistant associate professor stuff here, but I get you don't probably need
that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You can take a copy of my Vita, by the way, which is all on there in case you want to flesh this out.
Yeah, we might just want to put that in with the folder with this tape.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, special skills?
You mean, again, in science?
Well,
well, I have a very extensive, as far as personal things, I have a very extensive shop at home. I do both woodworking and metalworking and remodel my own homes and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, that sounds like something that will fit in here.
It's one of my hobbies. The other one is fishing, fly tying.
I got a friend, in fact, the wife of the husband of this professor that does that. But anyway, list some of your major accomplishments.
Well, I'd say my major accomplishment is, or at least one of them is the development of particular ways of looking at the construction of ecological models such that the models can be both generalized and used for prediction of what will happen to ecological systems if they're perturbed.
Okay.
I've spent a lot of time on that, and in the course of that I've done research in a number of different ecosystems trying to develop some of these approaches.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you have any other that you'd like to list? Or?
Well, I would say also I've been very active in the field since I've been a graduate student in the field of ecological energetics. And I like to feel I've made some contributions to that area.
Okay. National events in which you have participated in.
What do you mean by national events? I mean,
maybe meetings, large presentations at large meetings, or in front of large groups of people.
Oh gosh,
I'm sure
I've done a lot of those.
Right. It's kind of open-ended question there.
I've done a keynote address at the meeting of the International Society of Ecological Modeling. I've taken a part in dozens, literally dozens of workshops and around the country and for various government agencies as well as scientific societies. Particularly, I've done a lot of work with EPA in the last 15 years. Again, I've done uncountable numbers of invited seminars, including one at Jacksonville State.
Right. I seem to remember that one for some reason. Okay, that sounds good. How about some local events in which you participated?
Protest against the Vietnam War in 1970.
Okay.
Which shows you how late Georgia students finally woke up to the fact in 1970 that there was a war out there. Actually, we served as faculty advisors for the march, trying to keep it from escalating into a real problem.
It's like a riot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're a natural-born citizen of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if that's going to be covered later. I can remember those questions. I gave a lot of, or several, I should say, not a lot of, but several lectures as part of the original Earth Day thing. You know, back when the Earth Day first came out, a lot of the student activities funds around the country had quite a bit of money to bring people in to give lectures. And they were paying what all of us thought at the time was unheard of amounts of money for seminars. And we'd usually get like $75 or $100, you know, and sometimes they'd pay $1,200 or $1,500.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We'll skip that one. How about individuals that you might recommend who could be candidates for future oral history interviews along the lines of scientists and ecology?
Do you want me to think in terms of people that you could easily reach, or
people in this in the region?
Well, I would say one here at the university that would be very important would be Frank Galley.
That's G-O-L-L-E-Y.
Right.
Okay. All right.
You're already interviewing Dr. Odom. If you could get a hold of him, I don't know. He's been retired for several years and lives up in North Georgia in the mountains. But Robert Platt, who was at Emory University, he was a plant ecologist. And he was a very important figure in the earlier days of ecology.
Okay, go ahead.
So you wanted other people.
Maybe one or two more.
Trying to think of people in the southeast. I suppose actually at this university, Dak Crossley would be worthwhile too, because he is also a senior person who can give the perspective of working in a more industrialized setup, because he worked for many years at the Oak Ridge Ecology Group, okay, which is run by Union Carbide.
And what was his name again?
Dak Crossley. I won't give you his first name because it's very I can't even pronounce it.
But
he was by D-A-C Crossley. He's in the he was in the entomology department. Now all these people are in our ecology department.
So. Okay. Except for Robert Platt. He's in North Georgia.
Yeah, he's retired in North Georgia. There's a person in your own state of Alabama, University of Alabama, is Robert Wetzel.
Robert Wetzel, okay.
Yeah, you probably ought to.
That name rings a bell, Wetzel.
Yeah, he's very quite famous limnologist who's written, among other many other things, a basic text in ecology.
Okay, well that's...
Or in limnology, I should say.
Okay. That sounds good on the additional candidates. Do you have any additional information that you'd like for me to put on this interview background sheet, or
not unless you can think of some specific questions?
We'll put off on that until maybe we think of something. All right, so we're going to start the interview questions proper now. The first one is, where did you receive your education, and go into more detail possibly than you did. And the second question is, who did you study under? So you might tie those two together.
Okay. Well, I started out, I was always interested in biology. I just can't, I grew up and spent my early years up until I was 7.5 years old in Detroit. And all I can remember really from those years is collecting animals and insects and stuff from the vacant lots in Detroit on the way to and from school. Even turtles once in a while, would you believe in that?
I couldn't imagine seeing a turtle in Detroit.
Well, it was a pretty open area. I mean, there were a lot of vacant lots. It was an area that was just being built up at that time. Wow. But anyway, so I was always interested. And then, when I was 7.5 years old, my parents bought a farm in southeastern Michigan with two lakes on it. And we moved out there, and that's where I spent the rest of my life before I became an adult and moved out. So I always had this interest, and then that was reinforced when I got out to the farm, my interest in sort of the natural world, you might say. Then I went to Adrian College, and I chose Adrian for two reasons. I suppose the main one was it was close to home, and I could stay at home because I had to help my father on the farm, and he was going to send me through college.